High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It is 6:53. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning. There's been another fatal dog attack, this time in the Eastern Cape, where a woman is the latest victim. Police said that a 37-year-old woman was on her way to work when she was attacked in Port Elfred on Sunday and sustained serious injuries to her face and upper body. It is understood that two men who witnessed the attack reported the incident to security officials who rushed to the scene. This is becoming very, very scary and unfortunately too common. We wanted to try and understand the legal implications on dog owners. Are they responsible, for example, for the medical bill of the dog victims, and can they be held liable in one way or another? Lufuno Musetso is the Chief Executive Officer at Musetso Law. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, Howard, and good morning to the listener.
So it's becoming a very, I don't know, maybe if it's just being reported more often, but we are seeing way too many of these stories.
Indeed, and they are quite worrisome, to be honest with you.
They really are. Does this mean that, in general, dog owners actually are not taking enough responsibility for their animals?
One will think so, Howard, because legally speaking, the laws are there, the bylaws are there from cities like the City of Tshwane, which are very clear on what needs to be done. For example, I was reading the bylaws by the City of Tshwane a few days ago, and it specifically mentioned that you are prohibited from bringing a ferocious dog in public. You know, Yesterday we had a talk around this issue on Twitter, and someone contributed his views and added that he will walk his dog, his pit bulls, in the public area. So I think it's a matter of lack of conscientization. These people just own these dogs without knowing the duty and the responsibilities that comes with it. I always say, everybody has a right to own a dog. You can own a dog if you like it or if you're a dog lover. But there is a corresponding duty, as that right does not exist in vacuum, you know. A right has a correlative, which is a duty, you know, and you have to do your part in ensuring that everybody that comes in your space, in your private space or in your home, is safe from your dog. Everybody that walks past your house is safe from your dog, you know, by ensuring that you close and lock your gates, you make sure that you build high walls, you know, because honestly, the law is very, very certain with when it comes to this, that if you go and ask a dog owner, what is your rights and what is your responsibility as an owner of a ferocious dog? A few of them will seem to understand their duties, you know.
So what happens now? So let's assume, obviously it all depends on the facts of the case. If somebody walks into your house, then, you know, without being let in, that's one thing. But if someone's walking past, like the case of this woman, she's walking past the house on the way to work, the dog somehow gets out, or the gate is open, or there isn't a gate, whatever the story is, but she's attacked in the street, she's attacked in a public place. What happens now to the dog owner?
Look, the lady that gets attacked, or anybody who gets attacked by somebody's dog, you know, has a recourse in law. We call this actually pauperi obstructi habilis. It's a very old Roman Dutch law principle.
Okay.
So you issue summons against the owner of the dog, you know, depending on the injury you sustained. You know, you can sue for a number of things, for past medical expenses, for your future medical expenses, for your disfigurement, depending on, you know, on the kind of injuries you sustain. For instance, if the dog kills someone who is working, like the lady who was on her way to work, if she gets killed by the dog and she has, dependents, those dependents have legal recourse of claiming loss of support from the dog owner.
In Jewish law, there's this concept as well. It's almost like lighting a fire and not controlling the fire. If it goes and burns something down, you're responsible for it, because a dog is, or a wild animal, has potential to inflict an enormous amount of damage. And do you think that this is I'm asking somebody who's a lawyer, so obviously you're not your bias, but your focus is on the legal side. But do you think that we've got a legal issue in this country, or do you think that we've actually got a moral and ethical vacuum that needs to be dealt with?
I wouldn't say we have a legal issue. I will agree with the moral and ethical part. Because like I said, the law is there.
In other words, the law is actually very, very clear. There's nothing that needs to be readdressed from a legal side. It's very simply that people have to abide by the law, take responsibility for the animals that they own or that they keep, and then unfortunately need to be held accountable, I guess. Maybe that's also the other aspect, is that we need to start holding people accountable for the damage done.
True, because look, we live with these people. We see what they do on the daily basis. They are our neighbors.
Absolutely.
We see how they treat these dogs. We see how irresponsible they are with these dogs. But we only speak when there's an attack. We only speak when there's death, arising from such a dog attack. And you will hear stories that this person was abusing dogs for years and years, or he was not locking his door, his gate. Right. He was not, things like that. Or he was inciting the dog to attack people. Those stories are there on the street, but people are not using the law to their advantage. They only use the law when there's fatality or when there's injury arising from such an attack.
When unfortunately maybe that could have been prevented. It is 7 o'clock. That is where we leave it. Lufuno Mosetso, who's the Chief Executive Officer at Mosetso Law, talking to us this morning about the legal implications and the legal responsibility of dog owners. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.